The second thing we want to do is mentor those who are interested in developing business building skills. And as homeschoolers, I mean, I can't tell you how many conferences I drag my kids to. They've been to public speaking conferences, internet marketing conferences, real estate conferences, because I wanted them to develop business building skills, because I wanted them to eventually be able to get in the I quadrant, not be stuck in the E or the S. And so they have a lot of business building information and experience that has not yet come to fruition. But I would like to create a mentoring program where not only can we have, articles, input, a website maybe even a membership site where you can, we were even thinking about like $10 a month. You can go on the membership site. There's all kinds of business building stuff there. There are opportunities. People could be on there. Like if you really, really know how to flip houses and you're willing to help somebody else learn how to do it, we would be like a system where we connect mentors with people who want to be mentored in a certain area. So we've got a whole lot of different things that we're thinking about doing. The third business incubator goal is we want to continually generate new businesses and new business ideas. And that's why in the initial email you got when you signed up for the business incubator, I asked you to send me not only information about yourself, your skills, what you'd be interested in participating in, but do you have an idea that's just been sitting there and you know it's a killer idea, but you just don't know where to go next with it? Let's pull these ideas out. And, of course, everybody's like, oh, I don't want anybody to know my idea because they'll steal it from you. Well, that's the one thing you have to have is an attitude of an abundance about business, because there's plenty of money out there. There's plenty of opportunity out there. So the best way to get the money and the opportunity is to bring people into your idea and help them cause it to come to pass. So we want to continually generate new businesses and new business ideas. And the final thing is what I just talked about with systems. Just like McDonald's has a system that works anywhere, anytime, you just buy a McDonald's franchise, they give you the whole system, they send you to McDonald's University, and you can run a McDonald's. We want to create systems that we can apply to businesses and just spin businesses off, one business after another. It just goes through the system. And that's really, if I had to say why most businesses fail, they don't have a system. So what we're going to do is we're going to create systems that businesses can fit into that have been proven to succeed. And so we just keep fitting them into the mold, and they keep succeeding. And it's very, very rarely does a McDonald's fail. I mean, we're looking at In-N-Outs. They're out in the West, and it's like, man, I wish they were in the East. How do we get an In-N-Out franchise in the East? I've never seen an unsuccessful In-N-Out burger. So anyway, that's the kind of thinking I want you to kind of steep yourself in, because that's the thinking that is going to generate business ideas, that's going to generate motivation for business, that's going to generate the enthusiasm and the energy to keep going even when it gets tough, or even when you hit that hump where you're like, oh my gosh, this is taking forever. When are we going to see the money? And there are going to be humps like that, and there are going to be disappointments, but there's got to be this underlying motivation and mentality that there's abundance out there, and that's the last thing. I talked to you for a minute in the very beginning about being a Christian, having certain negative ideas about money. Even though Christians talk abundance, a lot of times we tend to not really believe that God wants to bless us. Man, you've got to believe he wants to bless us, and you've got to believe he wants to bless us more than Bill Gates. So if you can get that mentality in your mind where we live in an abundant universe, abundant opportunities, abundant God, he's just waiting for us to step up to the plate and start getting something done for him. So that's about all I have to say. I'm going to hand it over to Tim for a few minutes, and then I'm going to be checking the emails that are coming in, and we'll see if there are any questions that have come up so far. So, Tim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Ellen, look at the chat notes I sent you. Yeah, that was really good. Really good cover of that stuff. One of the things on abundance, when I teach my business seminar, I ask people, how many opportunities in the world are there to do a business that can make $1,000 a year? And everybody feels like there's a lot of those, maybe millions, maybe even billions of opportunities that can make $1,000 a year. And then I say, okay, how many opportunities do you think there are? Now, this doesn't mean opportunities that people are doing. This could be anything that's never been thought of. How many possible opportunities are there that can make $100,000 a year? And people start to feel like there's a lot less of those. And then when I ask how many that can make $10 million a year, people feel like there's not very many. When I say how many different opportunities do you think exist that could make billions of dollars a year, and people feel like maybe there's a few at any moment in the world existing. But the truth of the matter is that there's actually infinite possible opportunities in the billion-dollar range, in the million-dollar range, all the way down to the $1,000 range. The reason we don't see lots of businesses that do billions of dollars is that there's not many people who can look at the world, look at the market, and perceive a billion-dollar opportunity. There's probably just a handful of people in the world today that think in terms of billion-dollar opportunities. So if you step back and realize that God made the world so abundant that there's actually literally an unlimited supply of great business ideas and opportunities that could be that people just aren't seeing. So the real problem and why we don't make more money and why we don't start better businesses is that we have a kind of a financial thermostat set inside of us that limits our vision, limits what we're willing to look at for ourselves to small things. And I'm not just talking about, that includes myself. I have that same thing. So one of the things we want to do, I've found that when you put a team together, the synergy of a team begins to break down the small thinking that people have. And I think there's something where it's easier for me to say, oh, by myself, I don't know if I could make $1 billion, but if I had the right team, maybe I could make $1 billion this year. And if you ask yourself that question, if I was on the right team with the right idea so that I wasn't responsible to know everything, but I was contributing what I'm good at, do I feel like I could be part of something that makes a lot of money? And almost everybody would say yes to that. So we have a built-in sense that if we work well with other people, if we can be on the right team, the right time, the right place, that we can do far better than we would on our own. And I believe that's true. I think God made human beings not to function independently. He made us to work together. And there's lots of, lots of Bible about that. So in business, what we want to do is facilitate the creation of some teams that are going to do some neat things. And, you know, we have a great structure for that. We have a lot of thought that's gone into this. In some ways, this is the culmination of, 40 years of business experience combined between the two of us that we're bringing to you. But ultimately, what we're trying to do is just package some incredible opportunities down into bite-sized pieces so that anyone, even a high school kid who's good at surfing the internet and finding things, can contribute and can get a residual value back from helping to create this new business or the new product or whatever it is that's being done. So I think we're going to – why don't we take a quick break, let everyone run to the bathroom, get a drink of water, and we're going to start up again in about 2 minutes. And in the meantime, we're going to look at some of your emails and we'll go over your questions. Okay, we'll be right back.
While you're taking your break, if you're still listening, we had a couple of emails about the website where they could download the handout. It's www.homeschoolmarketplace.com/biz, B-I-Z, Inc., I-N-C, info, I-N-F-O, dot H-T-M-L. So I apologize if you missed the handout, but I tried to give the address as many times as I could during the presentation, but the handout is there. You can download it and print it off. And I am going to post this call, the recording of this call, so you can go back and listen to it and take notes if you missed the handout or something. So anyway, it's homeschoolmarketplace.com/biz, B-I-Z, Inc., I-N-C, info, I-N-F-O, .html. And at the very top of that page, there's a link you can press to download the PDF of the notes that we were going through, the handout that we were going through. So just take a quick break, get some water, go to the bathroom, we'll pick up and talk a little bit more about it. Okay, I hope everybody had a chance to run to the restroom and take a little bit of break. What we'd like to do next, we pretty much covered what our concept is. The other thing I want to tell you is we would like to make this organic. And sometimes organic means messy. Like having a baby is kind of a messy thing. But because this is a new idea, it's an experiment that we're doing, we'd like for it to just kind of grow organically and be able to go with whatever comes up. So that will have more significance to you later when we start running into problems. But right now, I want you to know that we don't have like anything set in stone exactly how this is going to run. I'd love to be able to send you 14 steps or a system that we've already created, but we've never done this before. But we feel like it should be something that should really, really work if we had teams of people that just wanted to get together and co-create businesses and share in the profits of them. And so what we will probably do is we've already gotten a show of hands of people who want to be interested. There are already quite a few of you that have sent in your information. And so what we're going to do now is start building teams based on the information that's been sent in. And we will send out to you different projects and ask that you might be interested in being on them. Now, what we will do is we're going to have you sign a non-disclosure agreement before we give you some of these ideas that we've already thoroughly researched and we know that are going to be profitable. So this is serious. If you commit to work on a project with us, you're going to have to commit to not disclose any of the details of it and to say, even if you decide later to drop out, the project remains the team's project, and you can't take any of the part of the project with you. So I want you to understand that this is normal business operating procedure. Every business I've ever joined working for someone else, there's always been a non-disclosure agreement. It's not anything technical or legal. It's just we want to protect the ideas that come up, and I know there are quite a few of you that are going to submit your own ideas. I don't want them to be taken from you in any way. So we're going to do everything we can to protect the ideas, to protect the team, to protect the integrity of the whole project.